is no bad day for fishing there. There would be something to catch.
It's always something to be caught. It's just where you go and look for them. When you go fishing, always take a light rod, always take a heavy rod. If the sea is too big, too bad, you can go and scratch.
Yeah.
If the sea is flat and calm and nice, you fish with your bigger outfits.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey guys, welcome back to another expert series on Angler News. This time we are talking about what do we do on those bad days of fishing. Now we've been going through this period at the end of winter, early spring. There's been a lot of mixed winds. There's been a lot of big seas. And every now and then we just need to go, right? We need to go out fishing. We need to just get our fix. We might have a day off. We might have a stressful week at work. We may just need to fight a beast. So what do we do if that is our window to go, but the conditions are not right? So today we've got Mr. Ray Thompson. He's on our weekly series, but he's also an expert of ours. And he's going to give us some advice as to what to do on certain conditions. Ray, thank you for doing this with us.
My pleasure, right? Anytime.
All right. I've been calling you a lot and say, Ray, let's go. And he's, no, it's not right. I'm like, what about tomorrow? No, it's not right. What about the weekend? No, it's not right. I'm getting tired of the it's not right. Okay. So hypothetically, Ray, if I'm going out and it's my day off, I'm going to go out fishing, but the wind is pounding. What am I going to do?
Okay. Now, it depends whether it's a northeasterly or southwesterly.
Yeah.
If the wind is blowing, you've got to choose, for instance, if it's a northeasterly blowing, you've got to choose an area that is protected from that northeasterly. Anything, for instance, like Greenpoint would be an ideal place to go in a northeasterly because you'll throw with the wind. So if it's a northeasterly, you're looking for a southwesterly point. And of course, if it's a northeasterly, place like Scottro, which is exactly the opposite, facing an outcrop of rocks that will protect you from the big sea and the wind and stuff like that.
Okay, so if I were just to say I'm going to go and fish on Schlanger Lighthouse and it's windy, obviously just carry on driving until I find another spot that's protected.
Yeah. Salt Rock, again, is a good one for northeasty and southwesty now.
Yeah.
You're going to fish on the right hand side or the left hand side.
Ah, okay.
So you're going to look for those points that are protected from the wind.
Okay, so we can still fish a windy day.
It's find a bay, find a protected area.
Okay, cool. All right, now I get down to the beach and I didn't really check the tides because this was my afternoon to fish and the tides are not in my favor. Now what do I do?
It depends what you're fishing for. Generally, low tide works best for edible fish. A tide works better for inedible fish. So again, it depends what you're looking for. If you're going down there and it's a low tide, read it. Fantastic. Let's go and get some edible fish.
Okay.
Again, if it's a northeasterly, find one of those northeasterly points that you can go and fish, predict and bait, and you can fish.
Okay. So the tide should not affect me as well.
No, it depends what you're fishing for. Say it's going down there and it's a low tide and you want to catch a shark and escape. Then you need a deep water point. Then you go and look for a deep water point, which again, if it's a northeasterly, would be a place like Greenpoint, because that's one of our best points that we've got on our south coast. Downey, again, another one of the excellent points. With a northeasterly, deep water points.
Say if I'm fishing north coast, which would be some points to fish if it's the
low tide, northeasterly, Sierra. Other low tide spots would be Talimana, absolutely brilliant on the westerly if you want to catch edible fish.
Okay, so we've taken care of winds, we've taken care of tides, right? So there's still chances for me to go fish. I get down to the beach and I realize the water color is like way too dirty or way too cold. Now, how do I accommodate for the water color or the water temperature? Let's start off with the water color. I don't know what the water color is like. It's my day to go and fish, but now the color is not looking good.
Lovely for catching inedibles. It depends how dirty it is, if it's river water, if it's upwelling. Dirty water is generally good for most fish species. Just that hunt by sight obviously creates a little bit more of an issue for them. Bonefish, stuff like that, green fish. As far as edibles go, stumpies as well, they prefer clean water. But yeah, it's just one of those things. You can catch fish. There's no problem with catching fish. Just need to add more smell to your baits.
So then what's this whole thing where we'd go down to the beach and we'd say, oh, the water color's not looking so good. That's why we didn't get fish.
It could be too clean and you're fishing for inedibles.
Okay.
Obviously, inedibles like dirty, off-colored water.
Yeah.
They can sneak up on their prey and obviously catch them.
Yeah.
Especially the sharks and that. Animals like clean water because, again, they can see the prey coming from a long distance away. They can see the GT coming to eat them. They can see the blackfin coming to eat them.
Okay.
So clean water, edible fish, off-color water is generally for the predator fish. Carp love dirty water. Dirty water, because they can sneak up on the quarantine and the blacktail and mosh them.
Okay, so would this bring me to the theory of we've got to be prepared to catch virtually anything and carry...
Everything.
Carry everything. Because I thought we were like scaling down these days. Do we really have to carry everything?
No, you just got to do some homework before you go fishing. And that's right. The main thing. Do your homework and know what you want to catch. Just don't go out there and go and fish because that doesn't help you.
Okay, so let me track back a second there. Last couple of weeks, we've had a day of north wind, a day of south wind, an afternoon of north, a morning of south.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, so surely we're not going to go a whole week without fishing. You know what that does to a guy.
At the cream that you want to catch. If you want to catch animals.
I would catch anything. I would catch anything, right? But
we want northeast leaf. We over in the bronze green. We over catching calm. Now we're going to catch fish now. That
yeah.
It's a time of the year when the flatfish start coming. We're excited about having drag pulled off of our reels. Strong fish and big fish. You want to go and catch some fish that take line off of our reels.
Yeah. All right. Let me throw another spanner in the works here. So you and I were fishing last week. We went down with the intention of catching sharks.
Yes.
We knew sharks was going to be on the bite. But we couldn't handle sharks because we came under gun. Now, what do we do in that situation? We knew our tackle just wasn't strong enough for it. We came for fish around 40 kilos, but there was some other stuff pulling us into the reef.
Fishing, unfortunately, so what we took was our light tackle, trying for the smaller in-eggs, the Blu-rays and stuff like that, the small sandies. Unfortunately, the big honey cones and the bigger sandies were there. And that's just one of those. When you go fishing, always take a light rod, always take a heavy rod. If the sea is too big, too bad, you can go and scratch.
Yeah.
If the sea is flat and calm and nice, like it ended up being the day that we went down, you fish with your bigger outfits. Always have two outfits, mate.
Okay. Barometric pressure.
Yes.
I didn't look at the barometric pressure. It's my day off. I'm going to fish. There's sun out there. There's clear skies. The water's looking nice and clear, but I don't know what's happening with the barometric pressure. How do I accommodate for this?
You get onto the beach and you look and see what the birds are doing. If there's lots of bird activity, a lot of animal activity, insects going, buzzing around, it'll be a good fishing day. If nothing's happening and you don't see the crabs running around and you don't see anything happening on the beach, it means the barometer's low and nothing's actually going to happen. The environment will tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Go feel the water. If it's got ice cold, what's basically happening? Our barometer generally tells us that it's warm, it's nice, everything like that. Again, it depends on the fish species that you're targeting. That's a hard one. If you don't know what the barometer is doing, it's pretty hard to dictate or predict what's going to happen. But you need to know whether the westie's coming, whether the thunderstorm's coming. Always. There's so many apps that you can look at to see what the barometer is actually doing and what's going on.
Okay, I get that. However, what did we do before we had apps?
We get onto the beach and you have a look at what the animals are telling you, the insects are telling you.
Okay, so
one or two throws. If the fish are biting,
go
on fishing, landing gets better. If there's nothing happening, pick up, go back, relax for half an hour, then go down again. See if you see any bird activity.
Okay, so people always want to know how we get our reports so accurate, right? Because we just know whether it's going to be a good day or a bad day for fishing. We're taking the moon, we're taking the tide, we take in the barometric pressure. We take in the wind. Is there anything else that we're looking at?
Yes.
What?
Experience.
You remember what happened 10 years ago, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
What happened last week? You just put it all together and you come up with a plan.
Okay.
And stick to your plan. It always works.
All right. So far, 99% of the time we have been right with our predictions.
It's really wrong because the weatherman gives us a wrong info.
That's where we don't want to rely too much on the app. So we're going to look at the birds. All right. Is no bad day for fishing then. Essentially, there would be something to catch.
It's always something they'd be caught. It's just where you go and look for them, where you try and target the bait. That's about the only thing that you can do, but you just scale down and eventually you'll get something and just work your way down.
All right.
Off at the bottom and work your way up.
Uh-huh. There's always that. All right. So, recap. Irrespective of the conditions, choosing your location so we're going to know whether we're casting into the wind or away with the wind or whatever it may be. Then we're going to choose the environment around us. We're going to see what's going on.
Again, it's location.
Yeah.
That's 99% of your fishing. Choosing the right area at the right time with the right wind. And then it's bait. the freshest bait always catches the fish.
All right, guys, so that's our podcast, Fishing in Difficult Conditions. It can be done. Guys, looks like we could always catch a fish, irrespective of what the conditions are. It's just like Ray said, go and find your location, do your homework, look at the apps, because according to us, there is no bad day fishing.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.